Donald Trump blasts impeachment as illegal, partisan attempted coup. By Joshua Kaplan on December 17, 2019. President Donald Trump slammed the House Democrats' ongoing impeachment process as an illegal, partisan attempted coup in a scathing letter sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Tuesday afternoon. "By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office, you are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy," President Trump wrote in a six-page letter. "You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice," the president added. "You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain." He went on to describe the effort to remove him from office as an illegal, partisan attempted coup based on anger stemming from his victory over Democrat White House nominee Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. "You are not just after me, as president, you are after the entire Republican Party," the president continued. "History will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade," he added. "I have no doubt the American people will hold you and the Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming 2020 election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power." The letter was delivered to Pelosi as the House Rules Committee debates the parameters of tomorrow's expected vote on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, in a vote before the full House. In late September, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, announced a formal impeachment inquiry after a partisan CIA analyst alleged in a whistleblower complaint that President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to look into allegations of corruption against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, in an attempted exchange for U.S. military assistance. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have repeatedly asserted no pressure was applied during their July 25 telephone conversation. And in a nod to transparency, the White House released a transcript of the world leader's call as evidence that no wrongdoing was committed. Earlier this month, a top Zelensky adviser confirmed that the Eastern European country never felt U.S. military aid was linked to any investigations. "We never had that feeling," Andrei Yermak told Time magazine. "We had a clear understanding that the aid has been frozen. We honestly said, okay, that's bad, what's going on here? We were told that they would figure it out. And after a certain amount of time the aid was unfrozen. We did not have the feeling that this aid was connected to any one specific issue." Read Trump's letter too, by Kbalik Wanonscribed.